Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I know the players that are around that, and, you know, I have so much respect for them. You know, Donnie Shell, Mel, you know, and then think about Ben holding it. You know, I just, there's a lot of respect there. And don't take this game lightly. There's a lot of luck involved. There's a lot of staying healthy when everybody said I was hurt all the time. But, you know, I appreciate it. You know, it's something that can, you know, add to the books.
That's Cam Hayward after the game. New Steelers record for most games played by a defensive player. Mel Blount, 200. Donnie Shell, 201. Cam Hayward, 202. And he's pissed off for greatness this year, Doran. Said he kept his receipts, and he's been outstanding. And he's not Joe Green. Nobody is. He is one of the all-time great Steelers defenders. And you and I were talking about this before the show. And we're expected to be joined by Jeff Hathorn here in a couple of moments. I think this is a likable team. You want them to win for that kind of guy. The Walter Payton Man of the Year. You want them to win for TJ Watt. Russ has a certain likability factor. Justin Fields has a likability factor. And I just find myself, I've always rooted for the Steelers. I find myself really infatuated with this group of guys. And I hope that, for goodness sakes, they can at least win a playoff game for Watt, for Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are very, very likable. And I think that with the veterans that you have on this team, I feel like the veterans are, you know, doing their due diligence of, you know, helping young players too at the same time. I mean, you look on the sidelines and they pan to the sidelines and you see Beanie Bishop and Micah Fitzpatrick chopping it up and talking and laughing. And you see Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt laughing. You see, obviously, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. And it is a very, very likable team because I think that we want to like them. You know, we want to like the Steelers so bad. We're so thirsty for that. The past few years have just been rough here in Pittsburgh whenever it pertains to the Steelers, and you just want them to do well and you want things to work out because, you know, you have experience of the good times and you want this, you want to like these players on this team. I think that what Cam Hayward said, do we have Jeff yet or no? Is Jeff on? Okay. I think what Cam Hayward said, it struck me there, and he talked about luck, and I think about this all the time.
Man.
I think about it all the time. And I talk about it with Rochelle a lot. Like, even like for personally, I'm like, you know how much luck I needed to have just to even make it, like stay healthy, stay out of trouble, do all these things. Things had to go right. But in Cam Hayward's situation, he's played this long. He's played this many games. He's played at such a high level. The definition of luck is whenever preparation meets opportunity. Like, that guy has always been prepared for his moment and always been prepared every single day, every day, and not just on the field, off the field. And that's why he is who he is, and that's why he's been able to play for so long. That's why he's been just such a staple for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it has a lot to do with luck, but it also has a lot to do with the preparation and the time that you put in. And you're seeing a real example of a guy who's 35 years old and still playing at a high level based off of just his – just that thing inside of him, that drive – to every day want to be great.
No doubt.
And it's really awesome to see. And like you said, with the likability to kind of wrap this all around, you want to see somebody like him go out on top team-wise.
Yes.
Team-wise.
Yes. And maybe that doesn't mean a Lombardi, but could it mean at least a playoff win? You're 6-2. You'd like to think that that could happen if you have a home playoff game. To your point about Cam, he didn't have double-digit sacks until the seventh year of his career. It kind of came about slowly for him. Not that he wasn't good, but he became elite at 28 years old, and then Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl, Pro Bowl. Unbelievable. And I hope they win a playoff game for him. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us right now. It is 7:07. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Jeff, thanks for joining us. When you were in there talking to the guys after the game, and Cam Hayward in particular, it sounded, on the audio side, like he might have got a little misty-eyed about playing 202 games. Was there some emotion there for Cam Hayward?
Yeah, a little bit. I do think he was annoyed that they made an announcement during the game. like seriously, it just had this look like, you know, you didn't have to do that. People knew. Like, I didn't need all of this. I mean, I think a little bit. Here's where I think Cam gets emotional. It's like he kind of doesn't think about it, and then he starts thinking about some of the guys in Steelers history. And that fact that his name is ahead of most recently Donnie Schell and Mel Blount. Like, I'm the guy who's played the most games in Steelers history, and all he puts into it and how he respects the history and has met these guys and holds them in the highest honor. So I think in that way, yes. But I think there was a little bit, you know, when he said that, I wish they wouldn't have done that. I think he wishes they wouldn't have done that.
Jeff, let's talk about the game a little bit. And one negative I took from this football game, and you know, there's a lot of positives, but one negative is Broderick Jones. I mean, he seems to be a liability. I mean, week in and week out, I just don't know what direction you could even go right now with Faltanu being out. But he seems to be just a big time liability in on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's one of those. Let's hope the bye week changes everything. You know, get away and come back. Be refreshed. Maybe it's the start of the second half of the season and, you know, and you're playing a little bit better. It has been a struggle. I mean, not just the penalty. We've seen some inconsistent play from the start of the year, really from the preseason. You remember that Houston game where he just struggled and he wasn't just there. And I'm not exactly sure. You kind of thought maybe he didn't know what position, what side he was going to play, and that was affecting him. But it's been eight games, and you kind of known for at least the last five what side you're going to play on. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle. And I think for the Steelers, you're right. I mean, they don't have options. It's not like they can turn to somebody else and have them play. I mean, he's got to pick it up a bit.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You talk about Cam Hayward understanding the history of those who walked before him. Well, speaking of history, 22 straight Monday Night Football wins. Is that a point of pride for the guys in the locker room? Is that something that they're aware of, something that they're trying to keep going, Jeff? Or after the game, they go, oh, wow, geez, that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow, geez, that's pretty cool. Yeah, when it's brought up, I think they're aware. Maybe from friends, they're aware, but I don't think this is a streak that they look at as...
It wasn't some rallying cry or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't look at it that way. I see it more of like, hey, we took care of business. You know, it's cool that you do it on prime time and everybody's watching. But it's weird. It's funny you mentioned Cam. Like, there were a few defensive guys where, I mean, they're excited they won the game, but there was also this, man, we let Tracy run on us. And we gave up too many yards. Like, there is almost not of loss, but this sense of like, yeah, that's great, but we need to play better.
Jeff, George Pickens, 4 for 74 yards. Van Jefferson, 4 for 62. Calvin Austin, 3 for 54. Darnell Washington, 1 for 29. Pat Freiermuth, 2 for 19. Najee Harris, 3 for 17. Jaylen Warren, 2 for 13. Michael Pruitt, 1 for 10. I know this sounds crazy, but are the Steelers, and should the Steelers still be in the market for another wide receiver?
I thought you were worried about the Steelers trading from a position of strength now.
Right.
I still think they could add to the depth. I do. I mean, listen, you know, it tells you a little bit, too, that it's not just the receivers. That also, if the quarterback's looking to spread it around, maybe that's part of the reason that you didn't see is so much diversity in the passing game. I mean, all of a sudden, these guys are making plays. They're in the right position, and it's a different quarterback. Russ has said from the beginning, like, I like to spread the ball around, and he'll give you a very long, detailed reason as to why and that he believes in his guys, but they're making plays right now. I still would add to it, but I'll give them this. And those guys are stepping up. Calvin Austin stepped up. Van Jefferson stepped up. We've seen it from the tight ends this year. If this is what it's going to be, at least they're showing that if this is the group, that they can make plays.
Jeff, you got all the big plays that mattered from this game last night up on 93.7thefan.com. I always use this as a cheat sheet, especially in the late games, because things get a little foggy up there. Anything else you want to point the people to on 93.7thefan.com?
No, there's a thing we do of notes and quotes that's up there, and it has some of the best quotes of the game and also some of the notes, some of the things you guys were saying about Monday Night Football. There's also a story about TJ Watt, and once again, it's like, you know, someday, because Tomlin almost gets annoyed. It's like Mike Sullivan with the questions about Sidney Crosby being great like every 10 games. And it's kind of like, all right, let's go down this road again. But someday you're not going to have what to talk about. And also Calvin Austin, man. But finally. And you hear a lot of guys, including Calvin's, like they knew it was going to be a matter of time. And last night it finally happened to have that big return.
Jeff, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. We will talk to you on Thursday. Get some sleep?
Yeah. Is that a Clint Creewald jersey?
Oh, this is Zach Frazier, baby.
Of course.
Beanie Bishop on the way.
Mm-hmm. Neil Brown,
dude,
poster of him too.
Beanie, 3-2 games.
I mean, Cam
Sutton.
He's got
to play New York every week.
That's right. Bad sports night for New York, by the by. Jeff, thank you for your time, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. See you, boys.
Jeff is the man. Late night for him. A lot of great stuff up on 93.7thefan.com. Real quick, Calvin Austin. He got a redshirt year due to injury. Roman Wilson. I saw some people with a lot of followers on the social media yesterday saying this Roman Wilson's looking like a bust. Look, it's not ideal. He got hurt twice, missed all of camp, some fluky stuff, tried to jump on the moving train, got hurt jumping on the moving train, and now he's on IR. We find that out just before the game. Look, it's not great, obviously not. Mm-hmm. And he probably could have helped this team if he had been there the whole time, but he wasn't. It's going to wind up probably being a redshirt year. You'd like it to happen faster than it did for Calvin Austin, but it is happening for Calvin Austin. So I don't want any of this bus talk with Roman Wilson.
No,
it's unfortunate, but come on now.
Not yet.
Let's not go down that path.
No.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Akers Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We have not gone fully into the QB, Val, and we're going to do that coming up next. Our thoughts on Russell Wilson's performance and how he's transformed this Steelers team from a team that, yeah, it was winning more games than it lost to a team where you go, oh, geez, maybe, maybe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's one aired out. Pickens! What a grab! Inside the 10, at the 3.
I think the versatility of our guys, how they get open, how they work, that showed up a lot tonight. I thought, you know, the running backs did a really good job running the ball, too. The offensive line did a great job. It's a really good defensive line that they have. So it was a full team effort, and that was fun.
You know that meme where there's the couple laying in bed, and the lady's got the thought bubbles that come up? I wonder if he's thinking of other women.
Yeah.
And the dude's always thinking of something not women related.
Yeah, like football plays.
Like that throw from Russell Wilson to George Pickens.
Yeah.
That was the best throw of Russ's Steelers career. And I just hope Mark Schlereth saw it. I hope Mina Kimes saw it. I hope Dan Orlovsky saw it. Mike Tomlin deserves a ton of credit for making this change. He was dead-ass right that Russ gave them a better chance to win, better chance to engineer victory more fluidly, to take an offense that at times was very good and try to make it great. Russell Wilson, I thought, was really, really good, man. And I think he played better than the box score. What, 278 passing yards and a touchdown? Did get sacked four times. We kind of figured that would happen because of the pass rush of the Giants. Should have had two more touchdowns. Like, I don't think Broderick Jones needs to hold the face mask for Russ to have the space there. Russ was moving a little bit on that play. And then the fluky George Pickens 1 foot down twice instead of 2 feet down once. Is he playing winning playoff football game football? Let me phrase that better. Is he playing well enough that if you take these two performances and take them and put them in a playoff game, that you can win that way?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes. I mean, how could you say, I mean, 250 plus yards in two games. He's only started two games this year. He's taken, what, one sack? Two sacks?
He took one in game one, four in this one.
Four in this one. Okay, five sacks.
But he got away from one. He did have the fumble. Sometimes you got to give the other guy credit. Like, that's a peanut punch.
Yep. That was a good play.
Good play.
He just knows where he's going with the football. And where he's going with the football, it's precise. And I know that the people are like, oh, well, he underthrows this. I don't know about the arm strength. But, like, it is NFL football at the end of the day. Like, throws aren't going to be perfect. But from what I've seen, these throws are quality winning throws that he's making. He's either giving his receiver a chance, he's throwing somebody open, or he's putting it right on the mark.
Yes.
He's not putting it in harm's way.
The Van Jefferson Dowd the sideline ball, a lot of people texted or tweeted, underthrown. No, they're even. Oh,
yes.
They're even. You put the moon ball up, give your receiver a chance to adjust, and he did just that.
Yes. Now, the Scotty Miller one was underthrown.
Yeah.
Okay, I could live with that.
That could have been a touchdown.
That's going to happen.
Even still, I'm sure Scotty Miller's vision got impaired there.
Yeah, it went through his hands.
It did go through his hands. Uh-huh. So that's a tough play, but a play that could be made. I still think the Steelers need another receiver. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But the question now, do you think this version of Russell Wilson can win the Steelers a playoff game? 412-928-9370. You say it's two games of Russ. This is not a coincidence. The Steelers had 400-plus yards of total offense for the second consecutive game. Doran, the last time they did that was 2018. Mm. My daughter just celebrated her fifth birthday. She wasn't alive yet.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks this is the greatest show on turf.
Yep.
She thinks this is Mike Leach air raid. She thinks this is Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. That's what it looks like compared to what we are used to seeing. It's not a coincidence. 2018, Ben was playing at the height of his Hall of Fame powers. That was a good Steelers offense. Ben was playing good football. And now Russell Wilson comes in and all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
All the difference in the world. People have asked, oh boy, they missed Justin Fields. You'd sure like to see him in the red zone, right? Yeah, I think there was one play specifically that Justin Fields runs in for a touchdown, and I think even Russ could have run in for a touchdown. He also threw two touchdowns that through no fault of his own got called back. He threw 20 red zone touchdowns last year. I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for. You can mix it in.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Right, and they will.
And they will. But he's throwing the ball into the end zone, and it's been caught for touchdowns. It's not his fault Broderick Jones grabs a face mask. It's not his fault that somehow, against all physics and common sense, George Pickens doesn't get the second foot down. Not his fault. Shall we? Angela in Beachview.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Angela. You got to be happy today. Are you going to bitch about linebackers?
No, not bitch, but come on. You let a ham and egger like that guy run right up the middle.
You don't even know his name, do you?
No, Joe Schmo.
Tyrone Tracy, whose name I had to look up because that should never happen. I do agree with that.
That's right. Hey, did you see Jaylen Warren try to block that big fat tumbler guy? He bust right off it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was funny as hell. I love that. But, man, I love that Van Jefferson catch. Holy hell. I just thought, I mean, why not use Moose in the red zone, though? But, you know, he did well there with his rookie year. But I have no complaints otherwise. I mean, mixing it up, spreading it around, good play calling. I'm happy camper today.
Happy to hear it, Angela, and thanks for the call.
All righty.
Big fat tub of lard.
Tub of lard.
He's listed at 340.
No, he's not.
He's not 340.
No.
No, 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 no.
It's a big dude.
There were three laugh out loud moments in the game. Calvin Austin running like a child from big kids, as you've so aptly put. George Pickens from the top rope flying elbow. And then I did have to laugh when Jalen Warren's like, I got him, Russ. And you want to talk about an 18-wheeler?
Mack truck.
Oh, my God. Just a Mack truck hitting one of them lantern flies.
Mm-hmm. Done. At least he tried.
You know what? You're right. What are you going to do?
Yeah, some other people would be like, nah, you're on your own.
You said this off the air. McCollum, look, Lawrence is going to make his plays, and he did. But he did a good job.
Yep.
God bless.
Man, that's tough.
I can't think of anything that seems less fun to me than 50 times getting in the way of that dude.
Well, I kind of put it like this for people. Whenever you have somebody like that in front of you, and the first snap of the game, if they get you, like that first snap, it's going to be a long day. It's a long day because, one, they're in your mind. Two, they can out-physical you. And three, they know that they can do it. It's a long day. Like, that's what I think about whenever tackles have to go against T.J. Watt, and T.J. Watt gets off and say, like, he has a sack in the first series. Long day for that tackle.
Oh, my God.
Think about having to go on the sidelines, put your helmet down, get your helmet back on, put that helmet back on, go out for another offensive series, and know that T.J. Watt is coming. That is a tough deal.
Yeah, he just got me play one, and now I'm going to go stare across from this dude for 70 plays.
Right.
Yeesh.
Tough. Tough.
Again, to sing the praises of Arthur Smith, first play of the game, they have the rollout from Russ. And I do think Russ looked quicker this week. It takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
Not a young man. But he looked spry this week. So you do that, you run the ball, you play action, you tempo him at times, you hard count him. This is a flawed, it's an injured, it's a young offensive line. All those things are how you help an offensive line, no?
Yes.
Like, Dexter Lawrence.
Get away from him.
Yeah, we ain't doing 7-step drops.
No.
It's not happening. We're not making Jalen Warren come in there and try to help out on that dude every play.
Unlike what Daniel Jones and Dable did. Like, you recognize good players and you respect them. And it's like, okay, well, we're going to respect you by getting away from you, not inviting you like Daniel Jones did and not motioning his tight end down to help his tackle block T.J. Watt.
Luminor had to be like, oh, dang.
What did I do?
Oh, dang.
Open my mouth.
It's such, and you want to give credit when these plays are made. It's such a classic T.J. Watt. They're about to show it right now, actually, I think. No, it's not. Where TJ just effortlessly, like, you knew, just because we've seen him so much, he was going to take that football away.
Yep.
Just boop. Little swat. Little tap on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Ball's out. Change the game. He does it all the time. Russell Wilson changing the game for the Steelers. Probably changing calculus for you, the fans, as well. If this was a team you were hoping to make the playoffs with Justin Fields, I think, Doran thinks, the way this quarterback's playing, they could win and maybe should win a playoff game. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Your evaluation of Russ through two games. We'll take your calls when we come back. Would like to personally thank Brian Daboll for going for two. I understand analytically that is supposedly the smart call. Because then if you get it and you score a touchdown on the road, the extra point can win you the ball game.
Right.
And historically, two-point conversion plays are like a 50-50 proposition. Problem is, this year they're 31% across the league. And also, they're 0-4. And you can see why. I don't think everyone was on the same page, first of all. Like, they snapped the ball. None of the offensive linemen that were out to the left even moved.
No.
You had four guys to block one Alex Highsmith. They don't.
Right.
And if you're that bad at it, just don't do it.
Right.
But thank you for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Really stupid. Now, he did something really smart late in the game. It was 2nd and 3. The Steelers were trying to salt it away, run the clock out, and he ran an extra guy onto the field, 12 men, so that it would give the Steelers an automatic first down instead of having to defend four plays to get a first. And to run the time off, you defend three. Doesn't even out, but I thought that was smart. The other team has dumb coaches, too.
Yeah.
And what I've come to appreciate with Mike Tomlin and we're critical of him when we need to be, is that I think, and he challenged one yesterday, he shouldn't, but we see a lot more bad coaching in the NFL, bad game plan decisions, bad clock management than good, and I generally think he's on the right side of that. And he's got his flaws, but there's a ton of bad coaches in this league.
Oh, horrible.
Ton of bad coaches. I'm not sure their coach is good.
No.
Might be a quarterback problem more than anything, but he got him good enough to then pay, and then he's regressed. Mm-hmm. You got to put that on the coach a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers quarterback's good, right? Russell Wilson, 2-0, 400 yards in each of the first two games. They hadn't done that back-to-back game since 2018. Can he win the Steelers a playoff game? 412-928-9370. I'm sure at a later point in the week, we're going to talk about the future. If he keeps doing this, and they do win a playoff game, I'm not sure how you don't keep him around. I'd try to keep both, frankly.
I would try to keep both. I just don't know what that money's going to look like.
Yeah.
Don't know what it's going to look like.
You know what my favorite part about that is? Ain't my money.
Right.
Find a way.
And we know how the Steelers are. I mean, are they really going to pay top dollar for a guy that's going to be 36 years old and a guy that is going to be a backup? Like, they would have to pay both significant amount of money.
You know what, though? If they're at a place at the end of the year where they have to make that decision, you're in a great spot.
You're in a good spot, right.
You are. Just like I tweeted out earlier, do you have more confidence in the Steelers' offense or defense? Results on this are wild. 50.8% of folks saying the offense, 49.2% saying the defense. It really doesn't matter what your answer is. The fact that the question is a viable one that's split tells you they're in a much better place offensively than they've been in a very long time.
Yes.
This from John Ledger, who covers the NFL draft. He's from the area. He's a very nice man, very smart man. He tweets, Steelers face a lot of tough offenses to finish. 7 games against top 11 offenses in EPA. Not a lot of tough defenses. 7 games versus the bottom 12 EPA defenses. So there's that. I think the Steelers offense is going to finish top 10 in the NFL. And this was Mike Tomlin seeing the forest through the trees. I have so often criticized him for that. He tries to win the game in front of him and doesn't look at the big picture stuff. He looked at the big picture here. How are you going to beat Baltimore? You got to throw on them. How are you going to beat Cincy? You got to throw on them. How you want to beat Kansas City? You got to throw on them. And they have for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Shall we go to Melvin in Indiana, PA?
Yes.
Hello, Melvin.
Now Johnstown.
Oh.
I got a big problem with Russell Wilson. And it's with a lot of quarterbacks. The dude's biggest tribute to the team is his command at the line of scrimmage, his command in the huddle. His biggest job should be to make sure he's around for the next play. The fumble doesn't bother me that much. That's going to happen. That was a great play. But he didn't slide. You got to slide. Almost every quarterback is a great athlete, played baseball in high school or little league, and they all learned how to slide. But half of them don't even slide. I mean, I understand the running quarterback. He's got to get down there and protect himself and make sure he's ready for the next play. Look at what happened to Tua on his last concussion. He didn't slide. He tried to go head first. He doesn't even know how to slide, it looked like. But you can't risk your body like that, especially being that small and being that important to the team, and not slide.
Thank you,
Melvin.
That's
my biggest problem.
He slid on that one play that he ran earlier, and Russell Wilson was drafted. Baseball.
Yes.
He knows how to play baseball.
Yeah,
he knows how to slide.
I think he wanted to get the first down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was trying to make a play.
Yep.
And sometimes you're going to get burned. Sometimes you're going to get hurt. I saw Peyton Manning on the Manning cast crushing Daniel Jones. There was a play they blew dead for a false start or delay game. And clearly the Steelers defenders either didn't hear the whistle or didn't care to hear the whistle. And Peyton is screaming at the TV, "You got to throw the ball in the dirt. You throw the ball in the dirt and you protect yourself." So yeah, I understand. I was worried, and we talked about this off air. Like, every time Russ gets hit because of his age, whether he's not sliding or whatever, you do worry. He's not been injured a lot in his career. When he has been, he's played through it. Well, now he's a different age. So yeah, you do worry about the injury, but I'm not worried about him knowing when to slide, not knowing when to slide. He's played thousands and thousands of snaps of football. He's a smart guy. He gets it. I can't get over where the offense is, man, and where the offense is going. Do people buy that they could be a top 10 offense by the end of the year? 412-928-9370. They might be in the top 10. I'd have to do math. If either one of the George Pickens touchdowns counts.
Yes.
And certainly if both count, they're like a point and change away from being a top 10 scoring offense in the NFL.
That's crazy.
This is what they've been missing. The defense has taken its lumps. And particularly in the playoffs, the defense has had a lot of trouble. The offense hasn't helped. Make no mistake about it. Mason Rudolph, I had six different quarterback names go through my head just there. Rudolph. That's what I do at home. Nora, Fiona, Marlon, Milo, Molly, Leanna. Same thing here. Rudolph throws a red zone interception last year. People kill the defense for giving up a 40-burger against the Browns in that playoff game, as they should. But Ben turned the ball over half a dozen times. Ben was really bad early on in that game against Jacksonville. Russ, yes, he fumbled in this game. He's going to mostly protect the ball, and they're moving it down the field. And at times, it kind of looks effortless that they're moving it down the field. That's the recipe. Find a way not to make mistakes, but also score points. Wow, can't believe that. Smart football guy over here, Doran. Score and don't turn it over. It's how you win.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling about the offense? How you feeling about Russ? 412-928-9370. And do you have more confidence in the Steelers' offense or the Steelers' defense right now? 412-928-9370. More of your calls when we come back. Jason Mackey going to join us at 8 o'clock. Maybe we'll get into some of the negatives with him. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jason Mackey expected to join us at 8 o'clock. I'm just going to throw expected around because I forgot to confirm with him. I do think I told him we're doing every Tuesday at 8.
Okay.
He might have slept in. I don't know. We'll find out.
You text him?
No.
Okay.
No. I texted Chris Carter on Friday after the Pitt game. Actually, during the Pitt game, hey, we good for 8 a.m.? Didn't reply.
Nope.
Then like 7 minutes into the segment, he calls up.
Yeah.
Which, hey, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not bitching.
I texted him during the Pitt game. He replied, so.
Hmm.
Might be a you thing.
Most definitely a me thing.
Might be.
Tom in Uniontown next up. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I was referring or calling about, I believe this team is a top tier, top 10 team whenever we still have offensive line issues.
Sure.
Like, both tackles are still the same. Roger Jones, his confidence is down, and he's still hurt, and we're not doing any – like, we can't fix it. I mean, it's a him issue, but, I mean, that's still a blaring issue. And then on top of that, you need wide receivers. Like, they step up, and they are stepping up, but they still need help.
Thank you, Tom.
At those two positions.
Doran, you think the wide receivers played so well last night in part because they know that Mr. Khan is sniffing around?
Maybe a little bit, but I think it's more of Russ and game plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Russ just really elevates their play. You know, they know where he's going with the ball. They're on the same page. They put in the extra work with Russ. I don't think that you can really worry about what they're, you know, what the front office is going to do. I think a lot of them know that they're still going to be around. It's not like one of them's going to get cut. You know, at least maybe Scotty Miller might, but like.
And you got weird practice rules now. I'm not sure who's eligible, who's not.
Right. Like, I don't think they're really worried about bringing in another guy. If anything, that helps. That's how I would look at it. If I knew who I was, if I was Van Jefferson or if I was Calvin Austin, like, I'm a three. Like, okay. Like, so you bring in somebody else, then that's going to give me more opportunities to be open.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know, now that I'm thinking out loud, I don't know it costs anybody their job. Roman Wilson goes on IR.
Right. It doesn't.
Johnson or whatever his name is, they put him on the 53. I should know his name, and my apologies for not, but he won't be around.
Brandon?
Yeah, that might be it.
I think so, right?
I'm going to take your word for it. Yeah, sure.
Brandon Johnson?
I will also say to the man's point, the previous caller's point, Tom from Uniontown, about Broderick Jones, I think right now, even though Najee Harris has played really well, free agent at the end of the year, so's Dan Moore Jr. I think there's a better chance Dan Moore Jr. is a Steeler next year than Najee Harris. I don't think they want to pay running backs, but I don't know how right now that's not something you think about. And as we talk about Fields and Russ and paying the quarterbacks next year, I think Dan Moore Jr. is going to come into that calculus a little bit, Doran. Like, they love Faltanu. They were going to start him as a rookie at a position that they had a guy have success last year in Broderick Jones. So he's part of this. Duh. Dan Moore Jr.'s played really well. And in the one play he comes out, bang, sack.
Right.
He's been solid, man.
Yeah, he's been really good.
I think they might pay him this offseason. Wouldn't rule it out. All right, maybe Jason Mackey coming up next. We'll get to some of the negatives at 412-928-9370. Still a bunch of calls on hold. We promise we'll get to as many of you as possible on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Right now it's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today a high, of 75.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.